From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Joe Thomas said, I think you need to get a pass rusher. You got to be careful reaching for a quarterback at number one, because if they fail, they don't help your team at all. We're a team that needs guys that can come in and start and that can contribute. It's kind of the same way I feel about the Browns.
I guarantee you, Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Kizer should be sending that guy baskets of fruit or a new car or something to thank them, to thank him for deterring maybe Cleveland from taking those three.
Carmelo had said before he's got no interest in waiving his no-trade clause. But New York also says, well, we may blow it up altogether.
I liked his phrasing, until the GM comes to me with something, there's nothing for me really to look forward to yet. Yeah, Frank Isola of the New York Daily News says they're talking to Boston, they're talking to the Clippers, they're talking to anyone that he might agree to go to. And I don't know why you'd do that. I fear those guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back. Hour number three. A lot of people are still talking about the black movies versus white movies.
Yes, they are. We've touched a nerve.
AKA says black people bootleg everything. Why do you think black actors wanted white movies? Independent rappers, clothing companies. I don't think that's why white people don't get marketed to the same movies. But and then Lamont says it's funny how you're proving there's a racial divide in Hollywood, but Hollywood will preach to America about racism. I do think it's funny. But I think it's absolutely true what we talked about. There is a subset of movies that white people will never hear about.
Nope.
And it's kind of weird to me, but it is what it is. And I'm not saying that, like, I don't know that I'd go out of my way to watch them. I don't know. But maybe I would. I mean, I like plenty of movies that have black casts. But there seems to be some movies that, like, they don't want white people to see. Or at least they don't want me to see.
Again, why spend the money to market towards people you're pretty sure won't go see it?
Yeah.
You know?
But there are exceptions, like Barbershop. They knew. They had that guy. They had Ice Cube.
You had Cedric the Entertainer as well. I mean,
those are safe people for white people. Those are safe black guys.
903 asking if—
not threatening black guys.
If I and my wife live with five black men, no. My wife, who is black, and I have four children together. And three of them are boys. One is a daughter. So you're not close.
No.
903. Your math is suspect.
Well,
it is.
And some people saying that JT should be removed as the black voice.
He's been impeached several times via text. So JT, they're shopping for your substitute, your replacement.
Sorry, JT. I like you, but I'm not black. I can't make that call.
Maybe, so. Yeah, well, no, was that JT or was that? Yeah, it was JT.
It was JT.
Okay. I thought it was Cam for a second. That was JT.
We will have Beth from Darling Way on next at 6:15 for her weekly appearance. She missed yesterday. So if you have questions you want asked about relationships advice or sex advice, Beth is the lady to ask. We will give our opinions too.
Absolutely.
You have some questions for her?
I'll think of something.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is around the corner, guys. Don't screw it up.
You want to get it right.
Absolutely.
Beth will help us all out. All right. We've gone. What we haven't talked about is your Houston Rockets, who everybody wanted to toot that horn a few weeks ago, and suddenly the hype train is slowing down. Is it six of the last nine they've lost?
I believe you're right. Yeah,
number. Things are starting to, and I mean, they lost to the Celtics last night, who were on a pretty long losing streak.
Not to mention, had just lost a disheartening loss against the Wizards in the funeral game the night before.
Yeah.
So they're stumbling in from getting beaten up in D.C. The night that the Wiz were all black, because they've had beef for a couple weeks now, longer than that. And somehow they get a win last night.
The road ahead, I don't want to say it's easier, because, I mean, you know, there's some of these teams that they're losing to that I don't want to say that they're not good, but if you've got eyes on a championship, you may want to step up. I mean, Boston's good for an Eastern Conference team, I guess. The Bucks are an Eastern Conference team on the outside of the playoffs. They're just not good. They lost back to the Timberwolves at the beginning of this drought.
They lost to Philadelphia at home twice in the last 9 days.
Oh, I'm talking about the Rockets.
I'm talking about the Bucks.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Bucks. that's bad. I mean, and then they lost to Golden State, which there's no real shame in that.
No.
They lost to the Heat, who are horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
And the T-Wolves, like you said.
So they've got some really bad losses. And so I don't know if it's any consolation to say the schedule lightens up in coming days, because their next three are against teams that are not very good. Philadelphia, who is improved by Philadelphia standards, they're great. I mean, they've won 17 games, which is like what they've won in the last 2 years combined. But if Philly, Indiana, and Sacramento, who is another team outside the playoff bubble. So I would expect they start to get right, but maybe this road trip that is starting to grind on them. Although, you know, they had a day off between both those games. It's not like they're playing back-to-backs on the road or something. It's just not going well for them right now. I'm not concerned yet that, you know, they're not what we thought they were. They're pretty much exactly what I thought they were. They are the fourth best team in the NBA. And I'm not talking about by record. By record, they're the third best team in the NBA. But I'd bet my house on the Cavs in a seven-game series against the Rockets.
Yeah, and they've had 10 out of their, eight out of their last 10 on the road. Like you just said, they're getting ready to have home cooking for a little while after Philly and Indiana. They've got 6 out of 7 at home right before the All-Star break, so they're going to be able to rest for a little bit. But my thing about them, as great as Harden is, those turnovers do catch up. They're the fourth worst team in the NBA in turnovers all year, and only Philly, Brooklyn, and Phoenix are worse than them. You got to take care of the ball at some point. You could score 110, but if you give up 114 with tons of points coming off, and again, they play Philly tomorrow night in Philadelphia when Embiid is supposed to be back. No Benjamin Simmons, but that's a team that's hot. Indiana, they've been good for getting guys hurt. Rudy Gay got hurt against them. Who was the other guy? Chris Paul got hurt against them. You pray nothing bad happens to Harden against Indiana, but they've had a record over the last week and a half of star players going down facing the Pacers.
Yeah,
for what that's worth.
Well, we'll see if the Rockets can get things right. Again, like I said, I think this is about what they are. I don't think they're what the streak that they went on before this, where they win 9 out of 10 or something like that. I mean, they went on a great run.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that good, and I don't think they're as bad as they've been the last few days. It's just, I think they're one of those teams that they're in that zone, the awkward zone, where you're pretty damn good, you're just not good enough to win a championship.
Sounds about right.
And I compared them the other day to the Texans. It's, you know, the Texans had a good season, all things considered, but the difference between them and the Patriots is still pretty great. You know, no one would say they were a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could say the same thing for the Rockets against the Warriors. I think the Rockets are good. There's almost zero possibility they would beat the Warriors in a seven-game series.
Now, 979 offering, Cavaliers are on a skid. Golden State is on a skid. 832 also acknowledging Golden State lost to Miami. I think you feel better about those two teams, though, given where they've been the last 2 years.
Poor Golden State. They lost their seventh game of the season.
No one's confusing Curry, Clay, and Durant with...
Let's ring the panic alarm because they've lost... they're not going to win 73 games again. It's...
That said, Sacramento going after Cleveland on Twitter with the For the Land logo after beating them.
You like that?
I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's petty.
I mean, it is. It's garbage. But when you're Sacramento, I think you get your shots in when you can.
When you've got twice as many losses as the team that you're mocking, you may want to take care of that.
That's what makes it funny. I like it.
You may want to take care of that. All right. I got to tell you guys about My Computer Career. By the way, line them up if you want to talk to Beth. from Darling Way. She'll take your relationship advice calls, sex advice calls. We'll do all that in the next segment. Going to tell you guys about my computer career. If you are tired of the job you're at, maybe you're not making enough money, maybe you're just sick of it, you've been doing it for too long, My Computer Career is the place to go. An IT score, you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months. Even if you have zero IT experience, you attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they're going to help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. This is for real, guys. In 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. 1,000 new jobs just last year. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN
97.5. My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
No Fred the Falcon today for the Pillow Talk segment, but AJ and Mike are here with Beth from Darling Way. How are you, dear?
Hey, good. I'm so glad to be here.
Mike's got to do something real quick.
Yeah, real quick. To get you in the mood, let's talk fried chicken. We're going to give away a $25 gift card to Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's fingers are only fresh, never frozen, marinated 24 hours, cooked to order, so they're not sandbagging chicken fingers. Raising Cane's tailgates are perfect for any event. There are now 24 Cane's in Houston metro area. Visiting RaisingCane's.com to find your nearest location. Raising Cane's, one love. Let's, caller number 69 would be too ubiquitous.
Well, let's do, like, caller number 5.
Caller 5.
Yeah.
That'll work. So, and you can eat in the bedroom. There's nothing wrong with that. Fried chicken, perfect.
I don't know that that's necessarily sex food.
I think it might be post-sex food.
Yeah.
Right?
Worked up an appetite.
You've passed me, I'm guessing you've passed me this, which I'm guessing you picked up at the convention in Vegas.
I did.
Oh, very nice.
I did, at the AVN Awards, yeah.
Flavored lubricant.
Yes.
This is a, I got cinnamon bun flavor.
I got mocha java.
Mocha java and candy apple.
Oh, you got more, yeah.
Oh, is there?
And I got one here for John, too.
Sweet.
Yes. Right. So these are amazing. They're flavored lubes, which I never thought I would carry, but I had to go back. A friend dragged me back to go try them. They're made with stevia. They're just absolutely delicious. You just have to wave them. Mike, you said you've been married a long time and stuff. Well, you know, one night after dinner and the kids are gone, you just kind of say, hey, honey, you know, you want some dessert? Let's just have some dessert and coffee together.
The kids are never gone.
That's what door locks are for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you made the mistake because you were almost clear.
Yes.
And then you started another kid.
Yeah.
Like when my wife wanted to get pregnant the second time,
yeah,
ours was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
We're like 14 years away. But you were literally like knocking on the door of...
My younger brother is 2 years younger than me. His youngest two are both in high school. He's 3. He has 1 in college, 2 in high school.
That's like what
He's
my dad
He's almost in
did,
the
though.
Clear.
My dad got remarried, so it's kind of his own fault.
Oh, but hell yeah.
I've got a 25-year-old and a 23-year-old, a 25-year-old sister and a 23-year-old brother. And I'm like, it took him forever. Like, so my last couple years of high school, I did whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Because
they didn't care. They were busy.
They had babies in the house. So it was like, was my dad going to worry about a little bit of weed smoke coming out from under my door? No, because.
He was probably hoping that it helped calm everybody in the house
right.
down.
Yeah,
yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I had 5 kids and I just did them like every 2.5 years. I was like, once they got out of diapers, I was not going to go back. So the last one, I bought the last pack of diapers when she turned 2 years old. I said, I'm done. I don't know what she's going to use, but she's getting potty trained when this box is gone. And that was it. So
yeah, we've been there a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how.
This is it.
Oh. You hope.
That's yeah, not
no,
good.
They're all, oh, no.
Did you get the snip?
I did not. It was the other way.
Oh, she got it, huh?
Yeah.
I explained to my kids that I got fixed at the same time as the puppy got fixed.
All right.
It made perfect sense. And
maybe
it,
I should, yes, too, just as a romantic gesture.
Aw. That's so sweet. But I think
not.
If you come to Darling Way, I think I can help you with a lot more meaningful romantic gestures. Something a lot more fun, too.
Well, tell us about your travels.
So, I've just had 10 days of crazy travels from manufacturers of adult romantic props in California to the Adult Video Network Expo in Las Vegas to Fashion Week in Paris. So I've gone from romantic props to designer couture lingerie and came home with suitcases full of both. I think I'm probably maybe one of the very few people that crosses that line.
Right.
And it's so much fun because everybody wants to know about the other industry. So.
How much how much was there exposure in Vegas? Like, was there a lot of naked women walking around there?
No. They had security everywhere.
Okay.
They're very, very cautious about that. So, there are lots of tapes, over...
Oh, like pasties?
Yes. Lots of pasties and everything. But everything's spilling out and hanging over, and people are fawning all over. It was really fun. But then they had some guys. I was like, thank you. Finally.
There was Dom?
Oh, God. There were hot men, from a club, and they were eye candy, and I just fawned all over them.
Flapping
around.
And
they danced for me, and, oh, God, they were just gorgeous and fun and sweet.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right.
So can I tell you one thing before we get...
Yeah, I wanted to hear your story.
Okay, so one of the coolest things was that they have now... Virtual, what are those glasses? The virtual,
reality
glasses.
Yeah.
So, do you know they have those with porn?
No. But I'm not surprised.
Oh my gosh. It is, it's crazy. So, I put on these goggles and I sit down. And you know me, I'm very expressive and everything. So, there's thousands and thousands of people around. I sit in this chair and what I'm watching is the two women that I've been talking to for half an hour and stuff. I had met them before and they're really lovely and stuff. So, I said, I want to see a clip with them. So I put on these glasses, and they show me a clip where suddenly my body, I'm a boy. I've never been a boy. I've never had boy parts. I got to have boy parts. And these two women that I had seen and was talking to are servicing me orally, my boy parts. And I'm sitting in this chair. I am laughing my tush off.
It's because you don't have the feeling.
Oh, my God. Well, I was like, what do I do with my arms? I'm waving them around like I wanted to touch. It's so incredibly real. It was, I wanted to touch myself. It was really
incredible.
I've only
done it with sports, but that's...
Oh, this is so much better. And you look up and down and around and you see everything and they're so close and it's just, you see every little driplet of sweat. It's amazing. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was worth going just for that. Next year, maybe you'll come with me and we'll just sit there and we can watch porn together and laugh our tushes off.
Did you discover any new dildos, any new innovations in dildo technology?
I discovered so many things.
The cutting edge of...
Yes. Well, it's amazing. It's a $9 billion industry. So there is a lot of technology that goes into these things. And so... One of my favorites was a little prop that has electricity going through. So in addition to getting vibrated, you get little sort of zings, just enough to wake up all of your senses. And
like electrical shocks?
A little bit of electrical stimulation.
Did you use this?
Yes, of course.
What?
Of course.
That sounds very dangerous.
There's no danger. It's just awesome. And, if it makes you laugh, if it's new and different, it's just awesome. And there's a lot of new and different.
Shock, do you do any, you have any interesting sex stuff that goes on at your house? You 21 years, are you guys
not
missionary
really.
Only?
No, I won't say that. Got to switch it up every now and then. It's the few and far between with four kids.
So
every time is exciting.
That's a good approach.
True.
I like that. That's an optimistic
like when
approach.
You've seen a movie you haven't seen in a long time. You're like, oh, that was awesome.
There's an article, actually, I'll have to send to you, and it's really directed about how to keep your kids out of the bedroom and why it's so important, and I think it...
Send them off somewhere.
send them off somewhere, get a babysitter, go get a hotel room.
Drop them off at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, go have hotel sex. Yeah.
That's a good thing to do occasionally. My wife likes to do that sometimes.
I got some Marriott points.
Yes.
Even you just get a hotel in town. It's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. You can get such discounts when things aren't going on. And I'm telling you, if you took your wife out unexpectedly, told her, hey, we're just going out for the night, you arrange to sit her overnight, and you check her into a hotel and have a bubble bath and a glass of wine or something, I mean, she'll be loving all over you for a long time.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. I think that'd be... And then I can give you some special little things like rose petals you could put on, some candles, some massage oils. You know, you don't have to spend a fortune to have a really great time. You could probably get a hotel room and a bunch of this stuff for less than it would cost you to go out for a really nice dinner.
Probably right.
And certainly a lot less than a really nice bottle of wine someplace. So.
How long you been married, eh?
My kid is...
Oh, no. Are you subtracting?
No, we just had a 10-year anniversary.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, right. Remember that. Congratulations.
Yeah. I was just doing fake my kids this old. This is but
you're so cute.
Yeah, 10 years. Then that was like last week.
Yeah.
Still puppy love to you guys.
Knock on wood.
Knock wood, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's a wonderful thing to have somebody. You still like her, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mike, you like your wife?
Absolutely.
See, that's huge. That is bigger than you'd be amazed how many people don't really have that. So if you like her, then work to keep her. Seriously.
So. This guy says, I suspect my wife is having an affair.
Ouch.
I don't know for sure. Is it bad news for me to hire a PI to investigate this further?
So this is where I always want to know more information, because really, is it bad news? Yes. If you suspect your wife is having an affair, either you're worried that everything is bad for no reason, or she really is, in which case the real question is, what are you going to do about it? Do you want to keep her? Do you want to learn more? If this is somebody, as we just said, if you really like and you love someone and you respect them, then maybe you don't need to worry so much about whether or not she's having an affair, but rather what's going on in your marriage. Because I don't know anybody who's got a great relationship and then is cheating. It just doesn't happen that way. So I'd figure out what's important to you. But the PI is just going to be a way of assuring yourself, oh yeah, I want out and now I don't have to, I'm going to blame her for it, not me. So I say start with yourself first and figure things out.
I'd say I think you're cheating. Let's divorce. I don't know if I'm down with that. I mean, it's good to have some solid proof, but I don't know if a PI is the right way to go about it.
But if he wants a divorce, isn't the question, does he want a divorce?
I think he would want a divorce if she was cheating.
But why? If you've got somebody that you really love and like, haven't you ever made a mistake in your life?
Most women don't like it when you cheat on them.
I'm not saying anybody likes it.
Okay.
I'm not excusing it. Okay. I think that I believe in honor and dealing with things directly and head on. That's a way better approach. But I'm just saying sometimes we do make mistakes, but the real question is, do you want to move past it or not? And, you know, in my life, I've made mistakes. I haven't made that particular mistake. I haven't cheated, but I've made a lot of others. And you mess up with your friends or whatever, and they give you another chance because they value you and you learn from it and they want to be your friend. So I think he needs to figure out. It's not just a question of, okay, flip that switch. I don't love you anymore. I don't think.
This guy who asked not to be named says that his penis is too big for his girlfriend to have fun with.
And there's so many men who would like to have that problem, but it is a problem.
And he's worried that it's going to end his relationship because his penis is too big.
Yeah. I actually know well, that
that is... Do
you
have any advice for this fellow? What can he do?
He can use a lot of really good lube, and there are very different qualities of lube.
Okay.
So he can come in and we can talk about that. But absolutely, lube, going slow. And frankly, it sounds so silly, you'll laugh, but you have to kind of train things to stretch a little bit more sometimes. But it can be done. If you think about where babies come from, you know that things can stretch.
Right.
But it does take some
practice.
Maybe
she can do some exercises or something, too.
Yes. Yeah. They sell all sorts of romantic props, right? Because some people can't even let anything in bigger than just, they have trouble going to the gynecologist and stuff. So there's all sorts of things. But it is an issue, and I know it seems laughable, but there are some men who are just way too big for practical things.
This girl, I'm guessing her name is Jen. That's what her J-E-N-N-N. That's in her handle, so I guess that's it. But Jen says that Her boyfriend spends way too much time grooming and taking care of himself.
Hmm. What does she want him to do instead of that?
I don't know. She doesn't specify, but maybe it's getting to the point where he's obsessing about it. I don't know. But she doesn't seem to. He's apparently not doing it for her because.
Yeah, so I wonder if she's worried that he's doing it for somebody else. Right, because that does happen.
Yeah.
That's not good. But otherwise, maybe he's just late. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that.
There are certain people who cannot walk past a mirror without giving themselves the once, twice, or three times over.
How do you groom your body here?
Not generally, no.
None of it?
No?
No.
You just let it grow free?
Pretty much, yeah.
What about down there?
No.
It just grows free?
I guess. I mean, I don't use any growth enhancements.
That's
the way it used to be. You do manscaping, AJ?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
I do, yeah.
Oh.
Very regularly.
Oh.
Regularly?
Oh, yeah.
Like weekly, monthly?
I would say I trim up probably weekly to bi-weekly.
I have, but not like that. I've not been religious about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Interesting.
Why don't you like it? Does it just because romantically or because in your day-to-day does it irritate and stuff?
I don't know.
The grow back itch is like a
listen. I don't use a razor. I don't like shave it down. I use
clippers.
A trimmer.
Okay. Oh wow. Oh, have you ever cut yourself?
Splash a little nair on there.
I've cut my I've cut the sack before.
Yeah,
that's hard to get.
Yes, because it's so rough.
But then I found like I guess it's like a its real job is like a nose hair trimmer, and it's got really tiny little blades.
Yeah,
and you could just like. It slides across and you don't even feel it, but it knocks the hair off. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah.
See, yeah, but if you try to use like haircut clippers on your balls, that'll be a disaster.
That looks because I shaved my brother's head once, like and I cut him, and that's just
not good.
I am you do not want to give me a razor and not anything good. Down there. That would be dangerous.
Yeah, because a guard ain't going to do you no good.
No.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm really...
Good to know, AJ.
Now, Mike, you're going to go home and have all these ideas. Your wife is just going to get... I hope she's listening and
she'll
getting
be asleep
all
lying at home.
Riled up.
Beth, tell us what you guys have going on for Super Bowl week.
Oh, Super Bowl week. So we're going to do a local delivery, express delivery service.
Nice.
Because, I think everybody needs to live and love beautifully and responsibly. And so we will definitely have all sorts of... condoms and lubes and so much more for anybody who wants to have some romantic fun, and we don't want to worry that they're out driving around or coming to pick it up or anything, so we will bring it to them, and we're excited. And we've got we have so much just exquisite lingerie back from Paris that is just going to look amazing on. So we're thinking about for all these parties that are going on next week, people are going to get dolled up, and if you're going to go compete with all these Playboy bunnies and all these other people running around, then you got to be wearing something really special. And we got some really special, gorgeous things that will knock everybody's socks off. So
all right.
We're excited.
That's Beth Leeling from Darling Way, 3423 White Oak. Go buy whatever you need to spice up your romance life or your sex life, or even if you just self-pleasure. They've got tools to help you with that, too.
Self-love is important.
They're at Darling Way. Appreciate it. As always, Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Sounds good. Take care.
All right. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors.
Listen for your chance to win tickets to the Bill Barnwell Live Podcast during Super Week.
It's going to be super awesome.
Only on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Good timing.
You all right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a good thing Barry wasn't here because he would have ate all these lube samples on the ride home. Caramel apple? What? Put it over some ice cream.
That doesn't sound good. The NBA All-Star Reserves have now been announced. And I got to say, there's always somebody going to be left off that you're like, really? That guy made it, this guy didn't? And I understand in the Western Conference, it's tough to make it as a guard. But for Damian Lillard not to be on this team, I find that just laughable. I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, and you mentioned Joel Embiid, who he's probably the biggest snub in the Eastern Conference. Although I'll give you another big you could make an argument for is Andre Drummond, who's just a rebounding machine. But, you know.
Yeah, the narrative all week, though, had been would they take Millsap or would they take Embiid? And they came down to the guy who plays more minutes. I mean, this is his fourth time in a row. I think Millsap's been an all-star. I get it, Embiid. He doesn't play back-to-back, so they don't let him go past 28, 29 minutes a game. But he's still outscoring George. Millsap, he's still blocking more shots. But, Millsap is a warrior, and he's out there each and every night. He deserves it just as much. It would have been nice to see the big man who is a little more fun to watch and try and make a brand out of this kid. But the Lillard thing is more disturbing.
Well, now, here's the other thing. Damian Lillard, who I think should be on this team, and if I always tell people if you're going to put someone on, take someone off. I have no problem taking Gordon Hayward off that team. Great season.
That's the one who jumped out at me, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a really great season, and this is his first selection, but he's not more deserving than Damian Lillard. But the only reason I even say Damian Lillard is because I'm assuming Chris Paul didn't get selected because of the injury. Now, if you don't take that into account, Chris Paul should be an all-star. Now, I'm guessing they left him off for that reason.
Makes sense.
Because they knew he wouldn't be able to play. But even then, they usually say Chris Paul made the team but is unable to play.
And they'll sub him.
Right.
Yeah.
But Damian Lillard, they have – there's no – you know,
you feel better about the Lillard omission if they take Paul? That clears that up for you?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it makes sense.
Yeah, but then I would also expect him to say, Chris Paul was selected as an all-star. Obviously, his injury won't allow him to play, so Damian Lillard will go instead. But again, I know making the all-star team in the Western Conference, especially as a guard, Russell Westbrook is probably going to win the MVP of the league. Had his 23rd double-double or triple-double of the season, and he's a reserve.
Yep.
And you knew he would be one. You knew Klay Thompson would be a reserve.
And Draymond.
But Draymond's not a backcourt guy. They took five backcourt players and two guards as the reserves.
Yeah.
So that's where it's weird to me that Damian Lillard got left out.
Maybe it's because they go so heavy with the backcourt guys and the starting team. Don't they go 3-2?
No, because the front court's Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, you're correct. You are correct. Now, it is what it is. I am looking forward now to the Rising Stars to see Embiid and Karl Towns play together. That's going to be disgusting.
Here's what I'm starting to think, and the reason why this doesn't work, and the problem is, they took three centers. Now, I guess they did that because they don't have a real center in the starting lineup because Anthony Davis isn't a real center. But it still just throws off the numbers. Like, how many minutes realistically will Gordon Hayward get? And again, it's just an exhibition, but it's more about, I mean, some of these guys get money to be in these games, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Draymond will play a lot of three, I'm guessing. Klay Thompson will play the three at points. I still think it would
have
been.
Does impact how much of it you're going
to
watch?
No, I wasn't going to watch it to begin with.
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter that much to me. All right, we've got one segment left. One. We're going to, what'd you say, John?
We're going to give away four tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join Fred for day two of opening weekend. Enjoy a complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section, Sam Houston Race Park, this Sunday, January 29th. Fred will be all moved and happy and ready to drink from noon till 2. Everyone can play in the handicapping races. Top winner for the night will receive a 4 finish line box seats for March 3rd. Camel and Ostrich Night. You always know that's a big night with ESPN 97.5. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Let's take caller 10. That'll do.
Good of you. All right, we'll wrap this thing up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, We are black. We're not, because we don't see the black people movies.
That was kind of the theme of the show.
A theme of the show today. But we are back. And the last segment of the Blitz today. And, John, you want to announce our champion of the day?
Yes, the Bedrock City $25 gift card and a t-shirt from Bedrock City is going to go to Alex, who tweeted us, Washington Wizard, villain of the week, for going full teenage goth to the Celtics game. Eyeliner and all black.
All right.
Sounds like a winner.
There you go. What's he win, John?
A $25 gift card to Bedrock City and a t-shirt from Bedrock City.
All right. Good for him. You ready to do our Hoffman on Hollywood? Are we doing that today?
Oh. If you got stories.
Of course I do. Of course I do. Where should we start? Okay. We'll start with... Remember the last time that a Bill Murray movie got redone with all women? Remember how well that went?
Ghostbusters, right.
Well, another Bill Murray movie is getting an all-female reboot.
Not Stripes.
Nope. This one's going to be on TV, in fact. NBC has commissioned a pilot for What About Barb?
No.
A series based on the 1991 Frank Oz movie, What About Bob? If you remember, it's got Richard Dreyfuss is his therapist.
Should be Dr. Leah Marvin now?
Yeah, and...
Damn.
Bill Murray is a demanding lunatic. And it's good. It was good.
Baby steps.
Yeah, so this version will make both the therapist and the annoying patient woman females. Hmm. So, I don't know.
Downvote.
Who the stars will be, but they will both be women.
On NBC.
There are other female reboots in the works right now. Ocean's 8 stars Sandra Bullock in the lead role with Anne Hathaway, Cate Blanchett, Helena Bonham Carter, and Rihanna. Is part of the team of larcenists. And on the other side, Anne Hathaway and Amy Schumer star in the reboot of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which originally starred Steve Martin and Michael Caine, which, ironically, that movie also directed by Frank Oz.
What a disaster. All the Muppet Guy movies are getting remade.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
Steve Harvey appeared in court to try and stop tapes of him telling racist jokes from getting out, from being sold.
Whoa.
Yeah. Steve Harvey's old videographer, Joseph Cooper, claims he should be allowed to sell 2-decade-old tapes of Steve Harvey performing at his nightclub. The tapes show Harvey making insensitive remarks, such as telling the audience to spit on white people. Earlier this month, Harvey apologized for making racist comments about Asian men on his talk show. Cooper claims he has 120 hours worth of footage of Harvey performing at his club, Steve Harvey Comedy House. The footage reportedly shows Harvey spewing racially insensitive remarks. Cooper filed a lawsuit for breach of contract with damages amounting to $10 million. In one of those tapes, Harvey allegedly exclaims, "I don't give a bleep about America." In another, he reportedly tells the audience to go assault old white women. Harvey claims in the lawsuit that Cooper has used these tapes over the years in an attempt to blackmail him. But he denies a contract has been breached with Cooper because he never signed one. So, yeah.
That man is on the TV in every doctor's room and waiting office across this nation.
Steve Harvey, one of those guys that white people feel safe with. White people wouldn't feel safe with that. I mean,
no.
So, yeah, Steve Harvey not looking good. And that's a abbreviated Hoffman on Hollywood. Well, thanks for sitting in today, dude.
Oh, my pleasure.
Glad you...
thank you, Fred, for taking the day.
Glad you were able to take some time away from Fitbitting to hang out with me and do the show.
I only got 1,400 steps to go for the day. All good.
Jong, what's coming up next?
HD Show, Fred and Henry.
There you go. That's coming up next. Thanks to Beth Liebling for joining us from Darling Way. Thank you, Jong Lee. Thank you, Mike Liebeschock. We will see you tomorrow live at the racetrack.
Sam Houston Race Park.
Until then, stay sportsy, kids.
ESPN 97.